I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News podcast for September 30th, 2025. The Trump administration says it will spend $625 million to keep coal-fired power plants in operation. Curtis Tate with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom has more on the story.
More than half the money from the U.S. Department of Energy will go toward recommissioning or modernizing coal plants. The department will also invest in coal power rural capacity and affordability projects, but didn't name any specifics. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said keeping coal plants operating would be key to winning the AI race and keeping energy affordable. However, coal has become one of the most expensive ways to generate electricity and has struggled for years to compete with gas and, more recently, renewables. Coal generated 15% of the nation's electricity last year, down from half 2 decades ago. The last time coal surpassed gas in U.S. electricity production was in January 2018 during Trump's first term. Wind and solar now produce more power than coal. I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
Universities across Kentucky are worried about changes to the requirements for full-time enrollment for the Pell Grant program. This could hurt the funding for students who use that program. They would be forced to choose between enrolling in more courses or losing some or all of their Pell funding. Cheryl Nixon is the president of Berea College. She says students need fewer barriers to education, not more.
We hope it doesn't lead to a loss of funding, but most importantly, we don't want it to lead to a loss of opportunity for students that are coming from a background where they need economic support. Those students need a college education if they want it.
Nixon says Berea College serves just over 1,500 students. She says of the entering first-year class, 74% are from Kentucky and Greater Appalachia. You can hear more with Berea College President Cheryl Nixon online at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. Berea College is a financial supporter of WEKU. Several Kentucky congressmen called on House leadership to block budget language that would ban certain hemp-derived products. KPR Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on this story.
The language to close a 2018 hemp loophole was already stripped from a Senate appropriations bill, but remains in the House. Kentucky GOP Representative James Comer, Andy Barr, Thomas Massey, and Democrat Morgan McGarvey all signed on, making up a majority of Kentucky House representatives. They say the new language would, quote, deal a fatal blow to American farmers who participate in the hemp industry. The letter comes the same week as a group of Kentucky hemp farmers asked Senator Mitch McConnell, who now wants to close the hemp loophole he created, to meet with them over the language. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
Bourbon and Belonging is back in Kentucky. From October 3rd through the 5th, four areas of the state will have their own events celebrating the state's favorite liquor, along with LGBTQ+ culture. Queer Kentucky, a nonprofit newsroom supporting LGBTQ+ Kentuckians, is presenting the event. Executive Director Missy Spears says each city will offer a unique experience.
So if you were going to go to Paducah, you're going to be invited to like the town square to have sips with locals, drink their take on the old fashioned, you know, enjoy their drag. Where if you go to Louisville, you're going to find a much more classic bourbon experience.
The festival will be held in Louisville, Lexington, Northern Kentucky, and Paducah. The events list is available online. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.